Show Up Positive, written by Rita Ernst, copyright 2022. This book is read by the author. Dedication for my clients whose courage inspired this book.
Preface. Why this book and why now? In 2020, the United States experienced the convergence of three events, each a cataclysm by itself. Together, they formed a tsunami of fear, stress, and discord that altered our daily lives and social norms. It all began on March 11th when the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 outbreak a global pandemic. This novel, SARS-CoV-2 virus, first reported in Wuhan, China in December 2019, spread across the globe in just over 90 days. We stared at our TV screens in disbelief as weeping and exhausted healthcare workers in New York City told horrifying tales of this unknown pathogen that quickly overran hospital and morgue capacities. Doctors, epidemiologists, and public health officials cautioned that without measures to limit its spread, deaths from the coronavirus would likely surpass the 1918 Spanish influenza epidemic. Scientists worked quickly to understand how the virus replicated and spread to recommend protective measures to the public. By month's end, cities and countries worldwide were directing people to stay at home to limit the spread of this enigmatic and elusive virus. Schools and businesses closed, and governments limited public transportation to essential workers. Day by day, week by week, new information emerged. We were captives in our homes, tied to the daily news and drinking from a fire hose of change. Schools began virtual instruction, placing an additional burden on parents to assist their children with schoolwork and fill in the gaps created by distance learning. Workers scrambled to set up in-home offices and upgrade internet capacity to meet the multiple demands of the family. Business owners struggling to keep afloat and care for their employees on zero incoming revenue suddenly faced financial ruin. And all around us, reports of family, friends, and neighbors succumbing to the virus grew. Individually and collectively, our stress load was off the charts. Then, on May 25th, public witnesses released the video of Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin kneeling on the neck of George Floyd as he gasped, "I can't breathe." People worldwide were shocked and horrified as onlookers admonished Chauvin, who killed Floyd while his fellow officers did nothing to intervene. This event laid bare the racial injustice in America for all to see. The subsequent marches in the name of justice added to the collective societal unease. As summer arrived, transmission rates dropped around the globe. Travel and in-person gathering bans were lifted in many locations. People's resentment of their new caged lives matched the pace of their desire to return to normality. Local and state election officials attempting to respond to public safety concerns encountered an onslaught of challenges to the increase in mail-in ballots and extension of in-person voting. For the first time in modern times, people debated the legitimacy of the U.S. elections before the ballots were even cast. 2021 brought little to no relief. Unemployment reached a new high, yet businesses struggled to fill open positions. Economic programs from the U.S. government intended to save families from financial ruin inadvertently called out the glaring gap between the cost of living and minimum wage. Across America, workers voted with their feet and changed the power dynamic. Over this 14-month period, businesses that continued in-person operations felt the storm of change that the pandemic ensued, leading to a decline in overall productivity, quality, and teamwork. Where once tension and strain occurred as individual ripples that other team members easily offset, now it happened en masse, and self-concern took precedence over everything else. At first, they gathered to commiserate, but soon the discourse shifted to complaints. Dissatisfaction swelled, and no one was spared from attack. Melancholy filled people's workday, and they
Sample complete. Ready to continue?